come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on into Thursday, March 21st, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information, good conversations. We're going to have stories from Lansing, all kinds of calls for bipartisanship. Democrats passing some bills in the Senate. Now they go to the House. Well, they're not taking anything up right now because of gridlock. 54-54 will not be settled until next month's elections that are coming up for Warren and Westland to replace those two Democrat state representatives that resigned because they became mayors of their cities. If they can't get that resolved before the elections, these bills are going nowhere. State Representative Matt Hall calling for bipartisanship action on quite a few things, but Speaker of the House Joe Tate not interested in working with the Republicans in any way, shape, or form. So we're going to have those conversations with you. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate it. This segment brought to you by the class that we're teaching on April 13th. Want to remind you to get your tickets. Go to the website acconservatives.org. Scroll down to Traverse City, the crash course that we'll be teaching on April 13th. Deadline is fast approaching. You have to order the books. Get ready for it. So we'd appreciate it if you would give us a text message, class TC. That's the one that will be on April 13th in Traverse City, hosted by the Grand Traverse County Republican Party. That is going to be the last class we teach probably before the August 6th primary elections. We have another one scheduled downstate for folks listening downstate. Flint, Michigan is going to be taught on April 27th. Now that's the story at the top of the website. It's the most recent one. So if you're looking to get the information regarding Traverse City, you have to scroll down to the second post, and it will give you all the information there. So again, text me class TC for Traverse City or class Flint, and I'll send you the direct link as well as the information. Got a great show lined up. We're going to be joined in the third hour by Roscommon Township Supervisor and Assessor Diane Randall. She also ran for the State House for the 105th House District against Ken Borton. She'll be coming on the show. She's going to be looking at an alternative to the Axe My Tax ballot initiative that we spoke about yesterday with Carla Wagner. She wants to have a conversation about the ramifications of it and perhaps some alternatives. So we're going to be checking that out with Diane in the third hour. So we've got a great show, lots of information. Trucker Rick, Officer Rick, now reporting in for duty. He's at the school this morning working as a school cop, tuning in late. Ah, got to be right here, buddy. Sherry, over and out of the way, have a great super show. Gridlock is great. Yes, Matt Hall's frustrated. The Republicans are frustrated. The Democrats aren't willing to do it. So bills are not going forward. So we're going to talk about that, get your text messages, responses to all of it. Great show lined up today. We're excited. Kind of a somewhat ticked off Thursday is kind of the direction it's going. We got some things to get off our chest. We'll do that right after this break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power, plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taken to Ebel's for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this Thursday. Joining us on the line, he is Rich Foley. He's joining us this morning. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Randy. Good morning to the listeners.
Yeah, hey, I understand you're out of town and joining us from the road this morning. Greatly appreciate you doing that. Last week, we talked about Generac and also WellConnect, and I had a couple of people contact me after the show and said, we want to get a hold of Rich, but we're waiting to get our tax return. A lot of people waiting to get their federal income tax back. I wanted to talk to you about that part of it. Now that you're with Generac and you're out doing home visits and visiting people for absolutely free, just coming out to see them, check out the house, have a conversation with them. How are the people that you've been talking to so far, how are they reacting to Generac, and what are they doing as far as financing? Most people paying cash. How is that working with people responding to you?
Well, you know, most people, I would say, pay cash, but we do have people that want to finance it for a short period of time because the market's going up. So they'd like to use the Michigan Saves money right now and then pay it off when the market makes a change. You know, and so it's it's an investment in your house, just like putting new windows in your house or a new roof on your house. I mean, a Generac is something that adds the value to your house. It's not spending money. It's adding value to your house. And so, you know, I tell people, look, you know, today, who knows what's going to happen in the future, and people want to be prepared. They want to be as off the grid as possible. They want to be safe. And, you know, especially if you're a little older and you can't drag out a portable generator, or if you, plus what people don't understand is the Generac systems, when you lose power, 30 seconds later, your power's back on with the Generac, and it runs off the propane or the natural gas. So you're not out there pouring gallons and gallons of gasoline in a portable generator. This is all automatic. And then the Generac, when the power comes back on, the Generac runs another 5 minutes to make sure it's a stable power supply. It's really remarkable, the technology. It's just fantastic. And, you know, I think today everyone should have a backup generator. And, you know, I mean, how many people can survive if they have no power for a week or two or more, depending on what happens with the world events? You know,
well, one of the things that I've been seeing reoccurring on stories is weather related, and as we're heading into the spring storms, high winds, tree branches falling, things like that. But most importantly, looking at the extended weather forecast, I talked to a farmer, text message with him yesterday, and he said, Randy, this is going to be really, really hot and humid. And they're concerned at the farm because they've already been contacted by Great Lakes Energy that there could be brownouts and even temporary shutdowns of the grid once we get into the hot summer months, July and August. And they're like, how am I supposed to be, milking 1,200 cows when, the power is going to go out or get shut down for a few hours in the middle of my, my farm day? What's going to happen then?
Well, even businesses. I have a business that's putting a system in, and their credit card machines, they can't do any electronic business with no power,
Right, exactly. Well, one other aspect of this, and you bring up a good point, this is actually an investment in your home. This is a situation where you're actually investing money that you could show somebody, hey, look it, you don't have to worry about storms, you don't have to worry about brownouts, you don't have to worry about the utility companies. If something, goes down, you're back up and running, and, that could be very important to somebody, especially an elderly couple, have some type of medical equipment that they have to run. I know one guy that texted me wanted to know if this would affect his oxygen machine. He has emergency backup for oxygen, And he asked if it would work. And I said, yeah, basically it shuts the power off to the company directly to your electric company and switches over directly to the Generac. So there's not going to be any impact, you know, on your medical equipment in any way, shape, or form.
Well, another thing, too, is even if you have some extra bottle of oxygen, how much do you have? Do you have enough to run for a week if you have no power?
Right.
Know? Yeah. And then the other thing is that, you know, if, like I do, you know, I have meat that I purchase from, and you know, my freezer will lose the coldness enough to keep it frozen after, you know, basically 2 days, you know?
Right.
And
right.
So, you know, I mean, that's an investment too. I mean, it's just crazy. And, you know, I know a lot of people that are very interested in listening to your show and the TV and everything. I mean, people go crazy if they can't hear you on the radio because they have no power. I mean, it's like they feel as if it's a drug, a rainy drug is gone, you know?
Right. Oh, they do claim we're crack radio that gets addictive. So, hey, I wanted to ask you one other aspect of this, too. Now, this Generac system, are we looking at a situation where there's different sizes? That was one question that I got, and he just texted to me again after hearing you last week. Is this a situation where, depending on the size of the home, there's a different size Generac unit that you would advise people to get?
Yes. We do only whole house generators, so we're not going to be doing, a limited number of circuits. But generally speaking, most houses will take a 16 kW. Unit, and they go up to 24 kW and then they get even bigger than that. But that most residential, that's what you're going to use. If you have a panel on your house that's a 200 amp panel for your fuse, then anything from any of those 16, 20, or 24 size unit will work well with that panel. Now, brings up a point is that some people have very old electric panels and they're not safe even. The nice thing with us is that we can upgrade those very inexpensively when we're there putting the Generex in. It's just we're able to do it all at the same time. So if you have some electrical concerns on your house, I went to a guy's house at Petoskey, and he actually had his power was so screwed up, his panels were so screwed up that he actually had fuses blowing all the time, like every day.
Now, was that the old-fashioned plug fuses, or was it actually circuit breakers?
It was circuit breakers, but he had expanded his house and didn't deal with his circuit panels. So, you know, that's a problem. The nice thing is when I come out, I look at this stuff, I interview the customer and see if there's a specific situation that we need to pay attention to. But we want everything to be 100% safe. Everything is done that has permits and will be, whether it's gas or propane or electricity, we pull permits on everything. So everything's going to be up to snuff on your house. And that's a big, for a lot of people, if they've lived in their house a long time and they've added a lot of things to their house, it's good to have us come in and look at that so that everybody's safe.
Right. Now, because you do also have the ability, for example, if they need a service upgrade, consolidate everything into a brand new 200 amp panel, you guys can also do that for them as well, right?
We're going to all do that the same day.
Same day. Okay, very good. I got a text that just came in. Are you able to service people downstate? He's listening to us from the Livingston County area. Are you able to go downstate?
Yeah, we actually do a lot of units downriver. Like right now, we're doing two customers in Monroe. So no problem.
It's very good.
Generally speaking, if we're going to do that, we'll schedule it for a Monday or a Friday because of the travel time.
Gotcha. Okay, very good. So the phone number again, folks, if you want to get a hold of Rich, same number he's had for years, 989 area code 306-3656. Give him a call. If he doesn't answer, leave him a voicemail. Turn around and text him as well. The same phone number, text at 989-306-3656. Your name, your city. He'd like to probably also know what electric company you have and be able to just look at it and be able to factor it in when he comes for the home visit. So, Rich, one other thing I did want to ask you. Now, you're able to also, because one of our listeners said they were interested in getting a quote from you regarding WellConnect, you can do the same inspection at the same time while you're there at the house, correct?
Oh, yeah, no problem. Where I just will come out on a WellConnect, the person that has questions. You know, I have almost 9 years on that. You know, I don't think you're going to find anybody that has more knowledge or more of a lover of the product than I am, you know?
Sure, absolutely.
We're just here to help everyone, and, you know, we're all stronger together than we are apart, you know?
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show this morning, and enjoy your time away, and we appreciate you coming on. We appreciate all the time you spend with people at their homes. Again, absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. Just ask Rich to come on out. He'll take a look at your entire house, and whatever your needs are, he'll make sure he takes care of you. So we appreciate you coming on the show this morning.
All right. Well, have a wonderful and blessed day to you and all your listeners.
Same to you, Rich. Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, again, Rich Foley available if you're interested in either a WellConnect or a Generac whole house backup system. Just simply give him a call and a text message, the number 989-306-3656. Got a couple of stories that caught my eye today. We're going to get to those. We're also going to have Diane Randall come on in the third hour. She is Roscommon Township, the supervisor and assessor. And she heard the conversation we had with Carla Wagner from Ask My Tax yesterday and said she'd like to have a conversation with us on the radio, talk about it. So absolutely responded to her. Sure, we'll be talking with her between 11:05 and 11:30. So lots of information today. One other thing I did want to mention, the cards are going out on Friday. That's tomorrow. So we will be back in the home studio, back in the office. If you're interested in getting the rack cards, the 9-11-11, spread the word, get the information out to people, get them to think about the upcoming election intellectually, not emotionally, ask them 11 questions. We have those cards available. All you have to do is text me cards, and I'll send you the link for the $21 donation. And then you can go right directly to the website. You can donate $21, and we will ship those out to you tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll be going to the post office. So greatly appreciate that. We are going to move forward these stories in Lansing as soon as we get back from the bottom of the hour news break. And more of your text comments are coming in. We'll get to those as well. One of the things that we are absolutely going to be talking about today is this situation going on in Lansing until the April elections. So we'll get into all that information and have a good conversation with you guys about that as well. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.